Vini Vell. Hey, the show. It's had some tremendous Zman for unbelievable growth. Siati Shmai having Yom Nerayim, El Tishrei. Siati Shmai, they don't have, the rest of the year. Somebody have to take advantage of it. Like anything else that Hashem Yimatzi, Hashem says Mechul, but ready from El, the Scarvus, we see the Dovid Mari Rishi started saying it's all about the Scarvus Hashem. Talk my Muhammad's listening to Tea, Kaka Shaldi, Med Hashem Yisavakesh. It's a time to really grow in all yanim, in all areas, in, whether it's learning asmada, avana, namkus, whether it's avayis hamidus, whether it's shmir sinayim, all aspects of avayis Hashem, you can do now what you can't really do in other times. Bemzah Chazal say Dikr is through Lumat Torah. Chazal say, "Talk about Mchom Bezois and Ibeteach." So what's Bezois? The Medrash says, "Zois HaTaira." But Zois is Taira. So the Dikr Mitzachon, the Yetzirah, Dikr Aliyah, and Dikr Achana Betzem that we can have for Yom Nerayim. Is the Mechazik and Taira. Mechazik and Taira, then everything else comes along with it. But it's not to say it should be just Taira. Someone says, whoever says, ain't the other Taira after Taira ain't like. You have to work on your Shemayim, you have to work on Midas. But we have to realize, instead of, looking at El, that as someone said, some Shiva Bacha said that the Adam Rishon was 900 years he lived. Oh, 900 elves, just imagine 900 elves. Adam, 900 elves, right? It's not the it's a tremendous opportunity. You have to avail yourself of it. So they always have this famous story from Hassel Levenstein. That Hans Levenstein, there he used to give Shiach. He gave Vadim to you. Once he called me light, he said, in his house, he gave Vad. First Vad in El. And so he started off the Vad. El! And he fainted. Like, that was the whole Vad. But another story that they once heard from Chassid Levenstein that Colin Epstein told me that one time he was here as a bachur in Israel. So I guess his father was close to him from the mirror. So he went after Mitzrayim Kippur to Unzavinch on Good Yard to wish him a good year. So he's kind of bent to visit him. So he saw that he was in a very good mood. Usually Chaskel was very serious. He wasn't, happy-go-lucky. He wasn't jolly. He was very, very, very serious. He was in a lighter mood. So he asked the family. He said he heard the bas call. So I'll say the bas call goes out and saying, "Kip lecha chalachem b'simcha, ki kafra v'necha." The bas call goes out. And Chaskel heard the bas call. So pshat is, if you start your el, if you start, we don't hear any baskets, yeah. If you start your el with by fainting at the word of el, then you can hear why by the end, after the same kipper, he's hearing baskets. Okay, we're not fainting at the beginning of el, we're not hearing baskets at the end of el. But upon him, but if we start our el, like vizdat zayin, you don't wake up by nila. Or says made tshuva, or by starting his lichas, you start your achon is already the beginning of El, then then the Avodah of Elul can have more of a lasting effect than maybe the, you know, the half hour after Yom Kippur, if it even lasts that long. So if you start early enough and you kind of can make some real changes and real and have some real impact on yourself, then hopefully it can have a lasting effect. Okay. Look, the Mishnah. Lo shayif mishlasim sheir un chesed v'katan shem mikalp lo shchitasan kun shav chemrei naisan mishlasim sheir. So gosh, how much shayif then? Okay. So even really before we even start the Mishnah, so to hachal sheir the mitzvah shchita over here. Yeah. So what is shchita? What is shchita? Shchita mitzvah is a matir. So, the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, is very clear that Shechita is a mitzvah. It's not just a matter that in order for you to eat meat, You have to shech, like timtza. No, Rambam says a mitzvah. Rambam mitzvah kuf membar. Who should say vano lishchei behem mechai vay va'achar yeyachol besaray. Shlo yeyed behem heter el b'shchit. Also, he adds on. It's not going to have a heter without it. But that's it's a mitzvah. Rambam calls it a mitzvah. Vom yizalem, b'zavach, b'mkarch, b'mtsanich, b'kashetz, b'sicha. The pasuk says, "Bezavachta, it's a mitzvah. Bezavachta v'chalta." No, it says, "Bezavachta ma mukdashim b'shchita, afkum b'shchita." Kasher tzivisicha, mlamish and stab moish al veshet. Now, kind of that's the dinei shchita. The Raivir jumps all over Rambam. The Raivir in the Minna Kotzer over here says, "Mulai." Says the Raivid, ain't ze tam, ain't like tam, v'ul ala b'machal say. Raivid's even misupik. He's certainly not willing to give the Rambam a mitzvah say. It's not a mitzvah, it's no key mitzvah, ayidei shechting. He says, maybe it's la b'machal say. Now the difference between a say and la b'machal say is that by a say, if you don't do it, then it's a bitl mitzvah. You're supposed to do something, you didn't do it, so there's a bitl of the mitzvah. The guy doesn't put on the tefillin, so he's mevatel mitzvah tefillin. The guy doesn't make kiddush, he's mevatel mitzvah kiddush. The Rambam says, if a guy doesn't shecht, the guy eats without shechting, so aside from the fact that he's over in the lab of nevela, aside from the fact that he's over in the lab of nevela, or if he ripped it off, mechayim is the lab of Eben Menachai. But besides that, there's also a bittel mitzvah. He was a mevatel mitzvah. He's mechuyev to do something, which was to shecht, and he didn't do it. If he wanted to eat, he's mechuyev to shecht, and he didn't do that. So therefore, he's mevatel mitzvah. He's a mevatel mitzvah. The Raivit says, no, there is no bittel mitzvah. At best, the Raivit says, it's a lav bo mechal say. Now, a lav bo mechal say means that When sometimes the Torah will tell you to do something, and it's really telling you the Isser. Okay? Dainu, says the Ravid. The way the Torah tells you don't eat something which is not shechted, the Torah says that by saying shech, vizavachta. So when the Torah says shech, doesn't mean to say there's a mitzvah to shech. The Ravid says there is no mitzvah to shech. No mitzvah to shech. Elamai, Torah telling me, the Torah is saying shech, meaning, don't eat something that's not shech. That's what the Torah means. An example that also you find Moshe by the Isser of a Be'ula for a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula. So it says, Ki im Besula ma'am of. Actually, this is the Tupsukim over there. It says, Kiyim besula ma'am of yikach isha, and also says v'hu isha b'vsuleha yikach. Kangala, it says twice by Kangala that he has to marry besula. So the Ramban Al Tayra says that by besula Kangala there's both an asay and a lava b'machal asay. The Hainu. When the Torah says, V'hu isha bibsu leho yikach, so that's a mitzvah, I say. The Hainu. If he's marrying, if he's getting married, it has to be the psula. When he's getting married, there's a mitzvah for him. If he's going to get married, he has a chiyuv to take a psula. If he doesn't take a psula, if he marries the ba'ula, so he's mevatel the mitzvah say of taking a psula. Besides that, it says v'hu isha b'psula yikach, that he has to only take a psula and not a ba'ula. So taking a ba'ula is a lav of b'machal say. When the Torah says v'hu isha b'psula yikach, what the Torah is telling me is that don't not take a psula. I mean, don't take a woman who's not a psula. So it's a way of saying the negative by telling me the positive. But by Manu Kagoli, we have both. We have a mitzvah say and a lava baba say. The Rambam says that by shechita, all it is maximum. It's a lava baba say. He himself, maybe it's not even that. Maybe it's not even lava baba say. It's just a matir. Or there are three tzedakim over here by shechita. Either shechita is a mitzvah, or it's only a matir, or maybe it's a lava baba machal say. Now,
there's no mitzvah for not doing love.
What, in general?
Yeah.
Is there a mitzvah say not do lavs?
No, does a person get
like. So, it happens that there's a Rashi, Kolash, Amardacha. Rashi holds every lav that's in this assay also, but that's a general assay. But anyway, now you see in the Rambam,
so the
Rashi
doesn't hold necessarily
that
it's even
an assay. It's not even lav al-machal assay. First he's nothing. It's just a matir. Then he says, you know what? He'll do you a favor, and maybe he'll give in that there should be a lav al-machal assay. Now see in the Rambam, Rambam holds though that it is a mitzvah, right? Now, in the Rambam, it's like this. We say it's a mitzvah, but even the Rambam is made, there's no chiv to go around shechting animals, right? But there's no chiv to go around shechting animals. So it's definitely not, it's no chiv to go around shechting animals, right? But in Rambam, it's similar, actually, to what we had last year in the Rambam by the mitzvah of Kedushin. With the Rambam, counts Kedushin as a mitzvah. And the Rambam, if you look at the beginning of Hilchos Noshin, it's also the same mitzvahs, but in the Kepalach and the Rambam over there. Rambam, Lisa Isha Beksuba Bekedushin, and mitzvah say, Reish Yud Gimel. Where there also the Rambam says, Livo Bekedushin, the Rambam says. What does that mean? Here, he should want to Livo Bekedushin. Allah says, Dava B'yad Isha B'shtar Yabiyah. Livo Bekedushin, which means like this. If you want to live with a woman, you have to be Makdim Kedushin. So it's a mitzvah. If you want to live with her, you have to do this first. So it's a mitzvah, say. You want to do this? You want to do A, you have to do B. So if you want to live with a woman, you have to do kedushin. So it's not saying you're mechuyev to do it because you're not mechuyev to live with a woman, right? So, but if you want to live with a woman, then you have a mitzvah to do it. In order to, then you have a mitzvah to do it, and that's shechita shulchar the same way. If you want to eat meat, you have to shech. It's a mitzvah. See, the inner ram is no chiyev because like this. There's really, if you think about it, there are really four categories of mitzvahs. So just maybe you get a perspective over here. There's some mitzvahs is a chiv gom. Yeah? And that the mitzvah of shayfer, the mitzvah of lulav, you have a chiv to do it. Mitzvah of tefillin, you have a chiv to do it. No matter what, that's an absolute chiv. There is mitzvah of tzitzis and mezuzah and micah, for example, where we're there, in a way, one might consider it a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a chiv. In a way, because you know some call it mamash mitzvah humus, but that's a mistake. Because by tzitzis and ma'ika and mezuzah, there is a situation, a scenario where you become mechuyev gomer. Dang, if you buy a house and you put on a bag of dal kanfis, yeah, then there's a chiyuv gamur. It's not just a humus. Then now there's a chiyuv. You didn't have to be maklis yourself into that chiyuv, but once you're in that situation, there's a chiyuv gamur. So tzitzis is less than shayfer in the sense that you're not mechuyev to go to you're not mechuyev to buy a bag of al kafas to put on tzitzis. Mashen and shayfer, you're mechuyev to go buy a shayfer to blow. By tzitzis, but once you're wearing a bag of al kafas, you have a chiv gomer to put on tzitzis. It's not a rishos. And then there's shchita lefi the Rambam, and the Rambam disagrees on shchita. The shchita lefi the Rambam and kedushin lefi the Rambam, where it's not mamash a mitzvah, meaning that you're not, there's never a situation where you're actually mechuyev to do it. By tzitzis, if you're wearing the bag, you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis, yechiv gomer. By kedushin and shchita, there's no time in history that you're mechuyev to the shet. It's if you want to eat it, you have to shet. If you want to live with her, you have to mekadesh. So the Rambam still calls that a mitzvah. Because if you want to do this, you have a mitzvah to do this. You have a mitzvah. You want to do A, you have a mitzvah to do B. It's not that B is mater A. If you want to do A, there's a mitzvah to do B in order to, and that's going to allow you to do A. And then there's a fourth category, let's say mitzvahs kiyumis, let's say like the gains, the chilos matzah, all 7 days of Pesach. Right? You do a famous guy, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, eat matzah all 7 days. Shivas yom toichel matzahs. There's no chiyuv. And there is a pure kiyumis, there's no time, it's lagamri a kiyumis.
This is on the person.
What?
This is on the person himself.
No, not because that's not the point. The point is that Sami, over here, if you want to eat, you have to do it. And if you're going to eat it, then it's a chiyuv. But there's no chiyuv. If you want to eat bread, you have to eat matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. There's a mitzvah to go ahead, chatchil, eat matzah, it's kiyumis. And noshim. Noshim mitzvah shesman grama. It's also kiyumis. That's a pure kiyum. That's a pure mitzvah kiyumis. So we have a mitzvah kiyumis lagamri, another in the spectrum of pure kiyumis. Then we have mezuzah and tzitzis, where it becomes a chiyuv. And then you have shchita, which is a little bit more of a gray area. Where the Rekord Ram is called a mitzvah, the Rambam says it's not a mitzvah. At best, it's going to be a lav bal mechal say, but it's not a bittel mitzvah.
It's tefillin.
Tefillin is a mitzvah kiyumis lagamri. You have a chiyuv wearing tefillin every day, maybe even a whole day. You have a chiyuv. You have an absolute chiyuv to wear tefillin. Okay, now. In this whole discussion, so this is the everyone talks about the Tesis in Shavuos Chof Daled, where so you there of Enes Chalisser. So the Shaila over there talks about eating Nevelium Kippur. Nevelium Kippur. Well, and it's chalisser, so you pop down the veil because the food's ready also, and the veil is also Alzim Kippur. So the doctor is in Tech was Mashma, the Ira Philippine is not Yom Kippur, even though it became an veil on Yom Kippur. Still, we say that, and it's a chalisser. So, the question is for Tysus that if you're old, Behem Bechaya Lavlai Varim Medis, which means, that's a shayla gabi iser ev menachai. So the iser yom kippur okay, I don't really want to get involved in that, but it's a test question like this. When the Behemoth died, iser ev menachai went off. The shayla whether the iser ev menachai is chal when you pull the leg off, or this iser ev menachai is chal even when the animal's whole. Okay, that's really not so much our discussion. What the Gaitas right now is, it's going to be the Gaitas, that's right, not right now. What the Gaitas right now is, you just had some idea that this Eib Menachai falls off when Behemoth dies. And now, Behemoth comes in a Veilu. It's not Eib Menachai anymore.
this nevela, this Yom Kippur is basachas. So how come? Why do we say that Behemoth was killed in Yom Kippur? You don't get two malchus. This Yom Kippur, this and nevela is chal together. That's his question. Rav Shimon's mind that basachas we say this is chal is. Zotai says this Yom Kippur chal mechayim. Why? Because there's an Isra say of Ein Zavuach. Meaning, Zavach Mechalta, Masha Zavach Ha'echel, of Masha Yat Zavach Loi. So the first thing that Taisa says is, this is like the Raiv in Sad, there's an Isra Ein Zavuach. There's an Isra Ein Zavuach. Lav Ba Mechal say, oh, which is an Isra. Lav Ba Mechal say, is an Isra. So there's an Isra of Ein Zavuach, which was chal, which is mechayim, and that isser of Ein Zavuach didn't go off when the animal died. So there's a continuous isser over here. So meila, the isser of Ein Zavuach is what doesn't allow for the isser of Yom Kippur to be chal. That's why, you know, it was a snavla Yom Kippur, you don't get malchus. That's Rav Shimon. The Tzva says, his bar himself, he argues, his cash, whatever. Levada b'zevachta le'osu lesser. The belav hocha is sura b'kaima. M'chaim is there b'chaim. Lach misvis nevela. So the Ritzba says, what you tell me is that b'zevachta is a lav b'machal say, anything that the Torah is answering, anything that's not shechted, whether it's Eve Menachai or Nevela, they're both included in that. What's the point? When it's alive, you have Eve Menachai. When it's dead, you have Lav and Nevela. Why do you need his Lav B'Machal say? Why would Torah ask his Lav B'Machal say? Ela B'Lahatir is a Isser. 1 second. This, the Ritzba is like the Ravid's first side. The Ravid says there is no Isser B'Chal, it's just a Matir. Shchit is just a matir. There's no iser. There's no mitzvah. It's a matir. It's a chitimtza in order to be able to eat it. Without that, you can't eat it. The only way to eat it is the shech. Remela, it's not an iser b'cha. So these the two tzadim of the raiv is the two pshatim in Taisis.
You're only over iser nevela, not that you didn't shech if you eat it.
What?
Where do we even find this mission? Which one? Okay. Now, there's also a Ramban, Sherish Aleph, and this version is on the Mem, that actually I forgot about this, but Shiva pointed out to Abraham. He says, Lahadia, he's going where the Rama attacks the Bahag, Sherish Aleph, for counting mitzvahs derabbanan. And discusses why the Bahag counts the mitzvah of Kelzadayim, the mitzvah of Erev. The Rama holds you can't count the minyan mitzvahs derabbanan. Now, so the Ramban is handling this question, whether you count it or not. There's a dying and Eruv. He wants to say, Vintayma, Sheroilim Nois the Mitzvah, Nesha Eruv Atzmoi, Yikrim Mitzvah Debrehim. Sheroilim Mubarakal, Shekhar Shah says, Eruv, until this dying, we make a bracha. The Ramban wanted to say, seeing the fact you make a bracha, it's a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah by itself. Eruv, it's a mitzvah to make an Eruv. Eruv Chatzeres. It's a mitzvah. That's it. So he says, you know, he wants to suggest maybe that's why the Baha'i count them. The Baha'i count the Eruv, it's a mitzvah. How do you make a bracha? So it's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv. So he says, you can't say that. You don't want to carry in your chatzer, you're not going to make an Eruv. Right? And this dying. You don't want to eat. You're not going to wash. The guy washes his hands 10 times. OCD. Washes his hands 10 times. Yeah? So he kind of gets more mitzvah. Gets more schar. Why? He eats 10 times a day. Gets more mitzvahs? No. The doing mitzvahs are shechita. Shetiknu by nami tzibanu al shechita. Yedit tekuba leim alishchay leisagid leishachit. The Gemara of Pesachim discusses the nuscha lebracha. Is it lishchay or al shechita? So says, well, he has to shech. So you're not mechuyif to shech. Yeah, we make a bracha. The eluk yaitze behen lav ba machalasei. Oh, so he says it's the first lab bal mechalasei. Ikunu alav shenem ben. So he says that's not a reason to count it as a mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah. It's not a kumvasei. You only count the mini mitzvah. It's not kumvasei. But lab bal mechalasei don't count. Now, what's the gate to us is what the Ramban uses this example. We make a bracha on Shechita, even though it's a lot about Mechala say. Because, see, the question really is, if you hold it, it's not a mitzvah. Certainly, if you hold it, it's only a matir, right? So why do you make a bracha? If I can make a bracha on shechita, chayz right and Rambam, then it's a mitzvah. Shekhi shor mitzvah is mitzvah no al shechita. It's mashma, it's a mitzvah. So the fact that we make a bracha is right, it's a mitzvah. So the question is, how's everyone else going to understand? How's everyone going to understand the bracha? Those that hold it's not a mitzvah, so why are you making a bracha? Why are you making a bracha? What? For what? Well, first of all, Ram might hold that those of Ram hold those are also mitzvahs like shechita, because if you want to carry, you have a mitzvah. The Ram himself is not going to shut up. The Ram doesn't hold count their bones. There's no problem with Rambam. Rambam is a counterbalance. Let's try it.
That's what That's the problem. Why doesn't he? It's a problem.
No, the Rambam doesn't count Rabbanas because it says Targi Mitzvah is Nama Moshe Messinai. As the Gemara says, it has to Targi is Nama Moshe, the Gemara says. That's why you don't count Rabbanas. It's not a Gaitos, the Mitzvah aspect of it. The question is, I want to be down, what is the Gedder? Is it a Mitzvah? It's not a Mitzvah. So Kidua, the famous Rosh. The famous Rosh in Sufis. Rosh Ksubis has a problem with the Nusach of the Bracha of the Birchas Erisin. Rambam considers the Birchas Erisin a Birchas HaMitzvah, Rambam Nachzishas, and Rambam holds that Kedushas is a Mitzvah, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, like any other Mitzvah. And the Rosh has a problem, it's a very funny Nusach. What are we bringing in the negative? Aslan is arayis. What do you have a bracha? Aslan is arayis. What kind of bracha is that? The Rosh says. Why does the Shekhin Sharm say it's one? I'll kedushin. Like any other mitzvah. Shekhin Sharm says, the Shmoy Paul Shaifer. Yeah, I don't deal with Lula. Look at it as a halal. So why is kedushin any different? Therefore, the Rosh says, that mitzad pur revu, you could mekayim it without kedusha, and therefore he says it's not a birchas hamitzvah. It's not something you have to do. So that masakin birchas hamitzvah kedusha. Because you don't need kedusha in order to do pur revu. Elamai, it's a birchas hashvach. Okay, los is shvach hakadosh baruch hu shekdishanu mitzvayso v'dilonu min ha'amim v'tzivanu kadosh isha muteres lanu v'loyachas min harayis. So as the Rosh, birchas erisin is a birchas hashvach. That's why we mention Oslonos Arusas. Oslonos Arayas. Yeah? Shekishon Mitzvahis of Tzivon Arayas. Oslonos Arusas. Hitlonos Arusas, Lon de Chubuk Dushin, because the Birchas are Shvach. It's not read the Birchas in Mitzvah. Now, the Taz.
So why don't you make Brach on Brun Ru?
Why don't you make Brach? For the beer, that's a different discussion. Or then, whatever, it's a different discussion.
Isn't there like a term that it's totally on someone else and you don't do the bracha? Isn't there such a... If a mitzvah requires two of us or something,
yeah.
So I can't make a bracha because I don't know if he's exactly right, if he's gonna...
Okay, so that's... I don't want to get into that.
Just that, you can answer.
Answer what?
You can answer right here, that's why you don't make a bracha on Kiddush.
No. It's a big mistake, okay? But I can't scream you for it because there are many big, big, giant people that made this mistake also. Magdalena Kreinim. But I don't really want to go into it. I'll talk about mine for a second. Because if that starts with it, there's a Chuvas HaRajba. And Avud Raham means it's really true from the even plot to the Ravid, and he says we don't make a bracha on Stocker because the Ani might refuse. Yeah, that doesn't mean what some people think it means, that because he might refuse, and then it'll be bracha on Batal. Okay, and therefore by Kedushin also Zechshash. Bracha batal. That's not what it means. What it means is a bracha that could become batal, the hainu. If the ani says he doesn't want the money, it means there's no mitzvah bracha. It's not the pshat that he might say there'll be my chash bracha batal. Pshat is that a mitzvah that could become batal is a weak mitzvah. That's when it involves another person. So in the circumstance that if the other person says no, there's no mitzvah, then you don't make a bracha. OK? Okay? By Kiddushin, even if she'll say no, you still have a mitzvah. You have to find someone else to marry. That's why it's not a gift. No, there is no chiyuv. We're not talking about, the mitzvah of stocker. There was this week's parasha, last week's parasha, Pesach Tiftach, is when the ani is befanech and he asks you for money. We're not talking about chiyuv ma'isro. Talking about the mitzvah stocker of ani lefanech, ani asking for stocker, the mitzvah ra'isa of Pesach Tiftach, nosan titei, loisa amitz, loisik poitz, okay? That's what we're talking about. And that mitzvah, the ani says he doesn't want it, and there's no mitzvah. That's what we're talking about. Okay? And if by Kedusha, that doesn't apply to Kedusha. Okay? What it does apply to Kedusha is, what the Raivin holds, you have to make the bracha after the mitzvah. After the Kedusha, not before, because the Shash bracha won't follow. That's all I want to say about it. Now, so interesting enough, the Taz takes this rush and applies it to Shechita. Because the Taz, and what's even more interesting, he tries to say this pshat in the rush, which makes it very difficult, as we'll see in a minute. Because the rush by us, the rush in Chulin, yeah, the rush in Chulin discusses what about, he has Dik in the Rambam, the rush in Simen Gimel, he has Dik in the Rambam that can someone who's deaf, see the Chesheh in the Mishnah, Cheresh is named Aben Shemei like a Shreika. What about someone that can't talk or someone that can't hear? What's their din l'gabei shechita? So the Rambam says, the Rosh and Daik the Rambam, Pagdal Lachates. Rambam says, Rambam, Pergdal Lochetes, and again, from now on, whenever I say Stam Rambam, means Hilchos Shechita. Okay, so anyone asks me, where's the Rambam, we'll get shot. Okay, so Stam Rambam is Hilchos Shechita, Pergdal Lochetes, over here. Mumchus in Ishtatik, Arehu Mevin B'Shemeya, V'dayte Nechayna, Arehu Zesheich L'Chadchila. Okay? So he's in the shtat, he can't talk anymore. Still he can check. V'chem yishen shemeya, harei zeh shaychet. So Rosh is medayik, which not everyone likes the diak of the Rosh. The Rosh is medayik in the Rambam, there's a difference between someone who's a mute or someone who's deaf. Meaning what we call deaf, not what the Mishnah calls deaf. Someone who can talk but can't hear. So someone who's a mute, he could check l'chadchila, but someone who's deaf can't check l'chadchila. Even the Rambam says a shaychet, but doesn't say l'chadchila. So some don't like the dig in the Rosh. A lot of people ask in the Rosh. The Magid Mishnah over here from this Rabbi Yehuda, Kalitz, I don't know what it is, but they ask others also. Rambam says v'chein nishein l'shmeh. Harei zeh shaychet. So Rambam says, "V'chei, it's mashma that's on the same page with Mishnah Shtak." Okay, but the Rosh makes the deal. His machalik says the Rosh between someone who's a mute or he's deaf. So what's the problem? The problem is the bracha. Yeah, the Shtak causes shaychet l'tchila. Mei shemei causes harei zeh shaychet l'kazuk l'tchila. Fish ain shemei bracha. In other words, the guy that can talk, the Russian speaks up fair, he needs to say, the guy that can talk, he can hear the bracha from somebody else, someone can make the bracha for him. Mashenke, the guy that's deaf, even though he could talk, but since he's not going to be able to hear the bracha, and it says over there in the Mishnah in Trumas that Cheresh Medaba Ben Shemeya Lo Yitroim. Why? Because even though B'di'eved if it Lo Yishmil Ozna is Yatza, but Chatchila you have to hear the bracha. So even though he's going to make a bracha, other people can hear the bracha. But since he's not going to hear it, so chatchila, he has to hear the bracha. So that's why chatchila, he shouldn't shech. Mashenkin the ilay. Now, the Agos Ashri brings down for the Ar Zerua that says, the ilay ba'arum lishchatu chatchila, because they can't make a bracha. That's the mission in Trumas. Hamishlay Trimu. But the evidence is good because the bracha is not ma'akiv. But Elaim can't shech chatchila. The Yerushalmi says, because they can't make a bracha. Oh. One second. Says the Gozashi, why can't someone else make the bracha for him? Let someone else make the bracha. Ve'ein acher ha'oim el gaba v'yachol levarach al ha'shchita. Aber shneim she'sheichtim echad mevarach al shneim. Miu, ein yideim hu adin ilayim. Im yaitze bebrachas achas shneim she'sheichtim ha'ol ein ilayim atzim v'yachol levarach. Okay, it's a big mouthful over here. Yeah, let's dissect this a little bit, analyze it piece by piece. What is the Agos Ashri telling me from the Shem of Arzurua? Now, when the Mishnah in Truma says, Ilayim la Yishchad, why? Because it can't make a bracha. Says the Agos Ashri, that, so why can't someone else make a bracha for him? Says he can't. Okay? He can't make a bracha for him. Why not? So what do you mean, why not? Why, yeah? No, not Shemaya Kohen. No.
Not
Shemaya Kohen.
That's not why not. That's why, yeah.
Yeah, now, that's wrong. It's not why, yeah. Shemaya Kohen.
You need to be ready to do it.
Arvus.
Arvus! Yeah, why is so quiet?
Because I'm letting them know.
Because
what?
Letting them know. Arvus! What does he mean? I'll tell you what's wrong.
Exactly.
There's a concept called Shemei Kaina. There's a concept called Arvus. Meaning, okay? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that Chav Teh says, call brachas, afish yotzim maitzi, chutzim brachas anem. Okay? The din is that if Ruvain is doing a mitzvah and he can't make a bracha or doesn't want to make a bracha or whatever, Shimon can make the bracha for him. Even though Shimon was already yotzi, he's not doing a mitzvah now. He can make the bracha for him. Right? Mitzad what? He's not doing the mitzvah, how can he make a bracha? Says Rashi, call Yisrael, Reim, Zelzad, Mitzvahs. That's the concept of Arvus. But since Shimon is Mechuyi to be doig for Ruvain, the Ruvain keeps the Mitzvahs, so Mela, Shimon can make the bracha for Ruvain also. Okay? That's the din of Arvus. And that's the din of Mishyotz and Maitzin. Even though he's ready, so he's not doing the Mitzvah now, he can do the Mitzvah just for the other guy. That's why the Baal Tekeah, that bull shayf from five shuls, he still might say when he was already yaitse, because the nervous apish yotze maitzi. There's another concept called Shemei Kaina, and Shemei Kaina is when Shimon is also doing the mitzvah and he's also making the bracha for his own mitzvah. Then we have Shemei Kaina. So actually, it's not totally wrong, because Arabs might end up being Shmei Kaina, but that's already a tifka. But anyway, it's like this. So, in the Arzurua we're talking about over here, actually Arzurua is talking about both cases. Okay. So there's the scenario where the Elaim can't make the bracha, and someone else is just going to make the bracha for him. Midin, Shemek, Midin Arvus. And that the Arzurua is pashat in, then Midin Arvus doesn't work.
Why?
Exactly. Let's first get the facts straight. And then he's a mesupik, whether or not, when the other guy is also shechting, can that work? Which that certainly works. When Reuven and Shimon are both shechting, Reuven or Shimon can make a bracha and be might see the other guy. That's pashut. Now what about when Reuven is an Elaine, he can't make the bracha. So can Shimon be mighty him midin shemer kaina? That are zeros masupik. That is masupik. And since Reuven can't do it himself, maybe there's no din shemer kaina. Okay, it was pasha to him that Arabis doesn't apply over here. He's masupik. What's the din? Lagabe. Lagabe shemer kaina.
Oh,
very good, very good, very good. Yeah. What is that? We're gonna ask a question. Why not? Why can't even want to win a harvest? The answer is, just like the Gemara over there says. Yeah, just like the Gemara over there says that on Chutz and Berachas Hananim, that Berachas Hananim. There's no din of half b'shiyatza ma'itzi. I can't make a bracha for you if I'm not eating myself. Why? Because there's no arvus. Why is there no arvus? There's no arvus. Why is there no arvus? Because don't eat. No one asks you to eat. Alright? No one asks you to eat. Matzataka might be different. Tomorrow has a discussion about that. But Stam is like, no one told you to eat. No, you don't have to eat. So therefore, there's no harvest. There's no harvest. Now, it's not chayra. No chayra. Who I did? By shechita. That's what I would say. That's what I would have said. Pashtis, chandar zeruah. The reason why it was pashtar zeruah, there's no harvest on shechita, because you're not mechayiv to shecht. Don't eat. You don't have to eat meat. Don't eat. Don't check. Don't eat meat. You're not mechayiv. It's like berachas hananim. In that respect, lagabe arvus, berachas hashchita is like berachas hananim.
How would you eat?
Now it's interesting. The Taz doesn't say that. Now the Taz wants me to die from the Mishnah over there. The Mishnah, the juxtaposition of the Mishnah between Arum and Elaim. For sure he can't be yaitz the bracha, right? So it was Arum. So he wants us, Taz wants to say what that the Arzua holds, what did Elay? That's why the Arzua argues in the Rosh, but. But he says, what's the svara? So he says, the svara is so again, as I would have said, very simple, like Shimon's saying, right? It's like you don't have to do it. Like we discussed in the whole beginning of this year, right? Yeah, you're not mechuyev to shech.
How's a child
the nusach? I consider brachas mitzvah, but it's not chiyuv.
How's a child?
What?
It's a mitzvah.
What do you mean it's a mitzvah? Question is,
if you don't have to do it.
If you don't have to do it.
It's like
I don't know what it means like a mitzvah. The man saying no. Even the Rambam. Even the Rambam that it's a mitzvah, Rambam says that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah shech. If you want to eat, you have to shech. Yeah? But you're not mechuyev to eat. If you want to eat, you have to make a brach b'chas hananim also, right? But yet we say, l'gabe arvus, there's no arvus because you didn't have to do that. Even if you want to say shechita, the svari was saying on the email outside that shechita is a mitzvah. If shechita is not a mitzvah.
What about ketzin?
What about kachim?
It's
a field. Fine, we're not discussing that now. We're not talking about kachim. The Rosh brought that in there. We're not discussing it. We're talking about shechita schulin. I'm going to say for schulin now.
It's not even trying to know
That's irrelevant. Oh, why is it then? Also, the point is, the point of Apishyotza Maitzi is just the Shinsitz. You know, it's already Yitzhak. Okay, you'll feel as Arabs. Is there Arabs or not? I don't know why you're getting hung up in the Lashon Apishyotza Maitzi. If he wasn't Yitzhak, but he doesn't want to be Yitzhak now. He Maitzi someone? Yes. Apishyotza Maitzi also. So, but the Taz doesn't even say that. The Taz has a newfangled svar over here. Taz wants to say that a mitzvah that you have to do yourself. So then we say, someone can mitzvah you. We're saying about shechita and truma, so you don't have to do it. The Elam doesn't have to do it. Someone else can do it. It's like, well, why get involved? Well, why should you do it and he'll be mitzvah with the bracha? Why have one guy doing the mitzvah and one guy doing the bracha? Let's have it simple. Let the guy that's doing the mitzvah, let him do the bracha. And therefore, let the guy that's making the bracha, let him shech. What? No, not at all. No, there isn't. I'm not saying that. Why didn't he say Yosvara?
He's saying that just let someone else do it.
Right, if you want a chef, no, he's just saying that there shouldn't be a disjoint.
It's possible
for someone else to shech this. Why should we have one guy shechting, one guy doing, and one guy making the bracha? Right? Which is clear, it's a shreya svar. Let's say only this guy knows how to shech, and he's healing, he can't make a bracha, no one else. So in that case, then the Taz holds it, the Azur was masking, he could shech. It's a funny svar. Right? So. If I would have said more simple, I would have said it's like Berachas Hananim, Na'inam Chuyim, very simple. Okay? Now, but Taz is so convinced with his Svara that he wants to say that the Rosh is also masking today. So we understand our Zerua. Let's go back to the Rosh. I mean, the Rosh is back in the Rambam that Elaine could check the Chatchila. Correct? And how's the Shechting? Because some of the Chayra, everyone speaks out. It's very simple. All the versions speak out. The other guy, someone else is going to make the bracha for him. Right? Now, it's not mashma, dafka, that someone else is talking about someone else that shechted him. Correct? Someone else is making the bracha. Someone else is making the bracha. What? Someone else is making the bracha. Even though that person is not shechting his own name either, someone else is making the bracha. In other words, when the Rosh, right, the Rosh saying the Rambam that the Elin could check the Chatchila because he could hear the Bracha. Now, there's no mashmayis that the one that's making the Bracha is not for someone who happens to be shechting also. When the Shlachta is, and someone else is shechting, he's going to hear the Bracha. The Chayr is the stimus of the Rosh, the Beis Yosef, that learns up in the Rosh because that someone else is making the Bracha. That stimus is mashma. That other person is making the bracha, even though, right? That person is making the bracha even though he's not shechting. Right? See, because the Meseris is the first one who talks about it, that the Mashmai is the Meseris anyway, that when the Rosh says that you can do a Chatchil, someone else is going to make the bracha for you. Right? Because Batsmi has a kasha. So Mishnah in Truma says, Elaim Layitron. Hamish Layitron, why can't Elaim do Truma? Just like Meshchita, we say that Elin Pichach, so why can't he do Tshuva? There's a Beis Yosef, because Mishnah doesn't want to say the content. There's a pretend, it's an Eitzah, to have someone else make the Bracha. Right? So you see, it's clear to Beis Yosef that Tram the Rosh is someone else is making the Bracha. But this guy is making the Bracha. He's talking about that Dafka when he's Shechting, when he's not Shechting. Pashti when he's not Shechting. Right? So the question is, Frekhtet Taz, well, he's going his far. What happened to his far? Right? What happened to his far? So Taz wants him Chadish, but Taz HaRosh, that shechita is like Birchas Eiris. It's a Birchas HaShvach. And the klal by Birchas HaShvach is, at least according to some Rishayim, that someone else could make the bracha. By Birchas HaShvach, the pshat is that someone has to make a bracha. There's no din by Birchas HaShvach suggests the tavs that the person that's doing the mitzvah is the one that has to make the bracha. And he says that's why the mashal by Kedushin. Who makes the bracha? The Birchas Erisin, the rabbi. Right? Why is the rabbi making the bracha? Why doesn't the chassid make the bracha? So actually, I was once by a chasana where the chassid did make the bracha. Okay? So he made the bracha. I think about a part of some cult, whatever. He made the bracha. Ram says the chassid makes the bracha. Yeah? Okay. But, you know, conventional Jewish practice is that the rabbi makes the bracha. So what's the pshat? Says the Taz, forget, like the Rosh, since it's the Birchas HaShvach, there's no din that the one that's doing it has to make the bracha. Another example of that is the bracha lachnisa, the brisa shel Avraham Avinu, going to some Rishayim. Who makes that bracha? The father. Even if he doesn't do it, the moil does the meal, the father makes the bracha lachnisa. There's the Birchas HaShvach, so the one that's doing the mitzvah doesn't have to make the bracha. Okay, I don't want to get sidetracked in the Washington says Mefarish, the Tom says Mefarish, Tosfos Pesachim Zayin, that someone else, anyone can make the bracha with the Birchas HaShvach. So says the Taz, well then over here, that's the pshat in the Rosh. Yeah, because Birchas HaShchit is a Birchas HaShvach. Therefore, someone else can make the bracha for the healing. Yeah? So the problem is that we're talking about the Rosh. The Rosh in Ksubis, it's referred not like that. Because the Rosh in Ksubis is Lahedya being Mechalek between Shechita and Erisim. The whole thing to the Rosh, that Birchas Erisim is the Birchas HaShvach, that same Rosh, the same Ben Osher that has on Ksubis, also on Chulin, Simen Gimel, same person, so over there, he's Mechalek between Kedushin and Shechita. He says, we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Kedushin, right? We do make a bracha on Shechita. Why? So he gives a few chalukim. He said, L'dami, he gives three chalukim. L'dami is Shechita. She'ein ha'machoy v'lishchay, v'lecha. Afil ha'achi, kishu sheichet lecha al mevarech. But on Kedushin, he said, you don't make a bracha on Kedushin, because you don't need to get married ever. Purim Revui can do with the Vlegesh. You never have to get married. Yeah? So that's why you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Kedushin. Because it doesn't have, there's no chiv to do Kedushin. So he has eyes, no chiv to shecht either. So he says three chlukim between Shechita and Kedushin. He says, Tahos mi'ef shlo elech oblo Shechita. Over there, you don't have to eat. If you want to eat, you have to shech. Like Kedushin, you want to have kids, you still don't have to get married. One chalik. Megam hosam, afke krob loshen tzivoy. So Torah, you use loshen b'zavachta. Loshen b'tzivoy. Now, even though there's no chiv to shech, since the Torah used loshen b'tzivoy, therefore, there's a bracha. V'oid, yeah, the bekotchim. Oh, here kotchim comes in. Here we have the kotchim. Oid, the bekotchim, there is a chiyah. So once they were sakin a bracha by kotchim, they were sakin a bracha by chulin as well. Okay? So in other words, it's clear in the Rosh that it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, which Derech Agav, something that was this early this morning, was Abram had an Ar in the Rosh. The Rosh was saying, seems to be saying that Kedushin is a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv. Ain chiyuv be mitzvah zu. It's calling it a mitzvah. It's calling Kedushin a mitzvah. Right? But since there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah, there's no bracha. So, it means even the Rosh says you can kind of prove otherwise, but still it's a mitzvah. So, why is it a mitzvah? And who? What's a mitzvah? Mitzvah is a mitzvah. It's not mashmah. If you're doing it, you get brownie points. What Rosh not mashmah that? So, I was thinking maybe together is, for Abraham, that the fact that it's a halachic process, that's called a mitzvah. Okay? Something Jewish. Something that's a halachic process over here, that's called a mitzvah. Now, not every halachic process is there a bracha. So what the Rosh is handling, do you make a bracha for doing this? It's called a mitzvah because it has to be done in a certain way. It's called a mitzvah. We don't have to do it, so if we don't make a bracha. So again, so the Rosh gives three svaras why Eli Amachliv do it. Yeah, the masakan nusach v'bracha, because if you want to eat, you have to do it. And also the Lashon HaTorah was v'zivachta. Torah kilu calls it a tzivoy. Okay, so male they could get away with the tzivanu. The Rosh is problem with the tzivanu, right? How can in Amachliv do it? So what's v'tzivanu? Yeah. So the Rosh has svaras why you could say b'tzivan. Either because if you want to eat, you have to do it, or because they were masakin the nusach by kachim, so they kept the nusach by what you want. Also, or because the Torah implies a chiyuv, even though it's really not a chiyuv. So therefore, it's something that's shaykh a bracha. Yeah, it's shaykh a bracha because it's a lachic process. It's a Jewish thing. Shaykh a bracha. The shaykh is though, will they be masakin a bracha or not? See, as far as why they're masakin a bracha, akapanim. But it's clear in the Rosh that birchas shechita is a regular birchas mitzvah. I get it. He had a problem. He has a problem. That why is Shechita a mitzvah and Kedusha is not a mitzvah? So he makes chalukim. But the famous Shtikl Torah, the Rosh and the Kedushin, it's clear in the Rosh and Ksubis that it doesn't apply to Shechita. So it's very difficult to tell the Taz that the reason why the Fidei Rosh, someone else can make the bracha. Someone else can make the bracha is because the Birchas HaShrach and Birchas HaShrach, someone else can make the bracha, and the Rosh is clear, not like that. The Rosh is clear, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. So in Cain, that's a Hodra Kush L'Duchte. Hodra Kush L'Duchte. So what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat that someone else could be Maitzi? Why Taka? We have the Taz's Svara. Yeah, but why is it not daima to Birchas Hananim? Because why should it be Arvus? Because again, the mashmais of the Rosh is someone's going to make the bracha for me. Yeah, even though he's ready, yeah, he's not shechting. I'm saying Slick can make the bracha for me. So Chayra Shimon said a svara that there's no Arvus. It's like Birchas Hananim, like the Gemara says. So now that the Taz says as far as it's better the Shvat, the Taz of Chai is very shver. But that's a Rosh, I believe. Trying to explain the Rosh now. That's Rosh very shver. And Kain Lechera, Hadra Kush Leduchte, why should there be the Narvas? I should.